On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
All right, don't miss more content from Brett Ecclesberry and others of Paul AC and the rest of the crew at Plugged In at PluggedIn.com. And hey, I wanted to talk about a couple things before we bring in our next guest. One being, we broadcast from the studios are on the campus of Calvary Church, Albuquerque, but the transmitter is on Sandia Crest, just outside of Albuquerque. And, you know, anyone who knows about the forest of antennas up there, you know, this won't come as any surprise to you. One of our neighbors is getting some work done, and when they do that, to make it safe enough for the people doing the work on the crest, we're sometimes asked to turn off our power or turn down our power. Earlier today, for a short time, we were completely off the air and returned to the air at low power. If you're driving around the city and listening on your radio, chances are you're hearing us fine. maybe a little interruption. My encouragement to you would be, if you're having any difficulty, remember, it's streaming crystal clear at klyt.fm, and some of this work's going to be going on maybe even through the holiday weekend. So it may ebb and flow, or it may be at this level until then, but just want to give you a heads up. And remember, anytime, even when you travel, you know, if you're elsewhere in the world, go to klyt.fm and hear the programming you've grown accustomed to. And thank you for being a part of the family, listening to KLYT at klyt.fm. All right, in studio with us for the remainder of the hour, Jody Hendricks joins us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, welcome back in.
Thanks so much, Steve.
It's nmfam.org. And I always like to give you the opportunity to briefly tell those who may not be familiar with the organization exactly what it is that you're accomplishing in a good way, such a good way right here in our community.
Yes, well, we've been so thrilled to see what the Lord has done and how he continues to bless the organization and the work that we're doing. You know, New Mexico FAM exists to defend biblical values and strengthen families in New Mexico. And we do that by influencing policy, equipping the church, and educating voters. So we want to get believers activated and using their voice even in the public square. But we want to give you the opportunities, the resources to make educated decisions, to know what's happening and to know how your values, biblical values, are being affected.
Yeah. And in addition to overseeing the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org, Jody has put, figuratively, pen to paper. probably, you know, you're working on your carpal tunnel with all the writing you're doing.
Yes.
And for those who actually, you can go to our website for the show. It's abqconnect.online. Do a search for Jody, J-O-D-I, Hendricks. And you'll find a conversation we had about her book, Hashtag No Filter. Before I let people know more about your creativity in this vein, let people know what they'll find in Hashtag No Filter.
Hashtag No Filter is the first book in a series focusing on our identity in Christ. You know, in today's culture, specifically women, but everyone is attacked when it comes to identity. We are told what molds we're supposed to fit in. We're told what is considered beauty. We're told, you know, all these expectations that society has placed upon us. And in that, I believe we lose sight of what God created us to be to begin with.
Yeah.
And Hashtag No Filter is all about unmasking who God created you to be, being able to come back to what are these filters that I have put on my identity because the world has told me to, or because mm-hmm. people in my life have made me feel that I have to in order to measure up or find my worth. But rather, let's get rid of those. Let's drop them. Let's destroy them. And let's embrace our divine design, the fact that God created us on purpose, with purpose, and he has a very beautiful plan for us, and he sees us in a way that we may be surprised at how he sees us. And how does that change how we see ourselves?
Very good. Well, and it didn't stop there. You know, you wrote that, and we talked about it here, and off the air just today, we were talking about the next in the series.
Yes.
Of books will be available, God willing, as before the end of September, but certainly the aim is fourth quarter here to have this new addition to the series released. You share as much or as little about that as you'd like.
And, I was thrilled about the first book. The first book was a lot of my testimony of how I got to the point of realizing I had put so many filters in. I didn't even recognize who I was anymore. So that one was a project very dear to my heart. But the second book is called #Thrive, and it's coming out. And it takes us from that realization of who God created us to be and this decision to step into that role of who God called me to be, and then realizing that I was not created to just survive this earth.
Yeah.
I was created to thrive. And what does that look like? And so we look through scripture all throughout the book. It is a Bible study. So we start in Genesis and say, how do we know that we were made to thrive? What does God's word say about it? What was his design and plan for us? How was that ability to thrive ruined for us as you know, human beings? And then looking at the love of the Father through the five covenants of scripture to see one by one through each one of those covenants, how God returned to us the ability to thrive. So we have no excuse today to say, I'm just barely surviving. I know as a mom, a homeschooler, running an organization, all that, I have that tendency to say, oh, I'm just barely making it. I feel like I'm just keeping my head above water. But really God's word calls us to something so much more than that. And that's what this book really walks you through.
When I hear that, and I don't want to steal any thunder from those who are going to get the book and go through it, I think to thrive in, after realizing who we are and removing those filters and being genuine with the Lord and with others, and then to thrive, the first thing that came to mind for me was the fruit of the Spirit and love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, and what have you. Because when a plant thrives, the fruit that comes from it is plentiful.
Yes, yes. And in fact, one of the running theme we come back to throughout the whole book is Psalms 1, whenever it's talking about that tree planted firmly by streams of water. What does that look like? What is the growth on that tree? What is the cycle that tree goes through? What does that tree do when it faces the storms and so on? So it's very much, thriving. You think of the fruit that we produce and what that looks like. And we also have to recognize that I think our opinion or idea of thriving has also been tainted by our culture. And so again, coming back to scripture, do we need to redefine thrive? Do we need to make sure that we understand thrive the way God intends us to thrive? And so once we understand that, then let's look and see what he's done to allow us to be able to thrive today.
Well, there's a couple of resources there for you in that book series from Jody Hendricks, who oversees New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org, #thrive. No filter and #thrive. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll talk more about Thrive at the release when it is tetelestai. The debt is paid. Everything is is put into the book and it's released. Another resource from New Mexico Family Action Movement we wanted to talk about is something that you have labeled Faith Beyond Sunday. Share a little bit about, how did this birth itself, and what you intend to see happen through Faith Beyond Sunday.
Yeah, it's a project that it's been a lot of work. We've been building it, and I'm very excited. Really, the project is a booklet that is coming out that we will be releasing. It'll be a hard copy or a digital copy. And really, it dives into what it looks like to live a biblical worldview in everyday life. At New Mexico FAM, we do a lot of work in policy. We do a lot of voter education. We want you to vote your values. We want, you know, we say things like that. But really, we have to come back to the basics and say, what do we mean when we say, hey, go vote your values in the election? Or, hey, you need to know what policy is, you know, going to affect your values. Well, let's come back. Where do those values come from? And why is this not about politics? Why is this an important foundation for believers, discipleship, growth in understanding God's word and that biblical worldview that we live by? And so Faith Beyond Sunday takes the three main issues that New Mexico FAM gets involved in, which is life, family, and religious freedom. And it breaks it down back to scripture. Why is life something we value? What does God's word say about life? How does that affect our worldview? How does that affect then how we engage culture and community as we love our neighbor? And even the public square, you know, what does it look like in every area of life for us to live with a biblical worldview, viewing life the way scripture does? And then again, for family, and again, for religious freedom. So it's really a discipleship tool. This has nothing to do with voting. It doesn't tell you how to vote. It doesn't get political. It doesn't mention policies. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It is simply a discipleship tool to be able to come back to basics of what God's word says.
Yeah, which, you know, people have heard me reel myself in when we're having these political conversations. You know, political isn't a bad word. I mean, it's not a bad place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it through a biblical worldview lens. But, you know, we often apply the illustration we've all heard about, you know, truth and not truth regarding the gospel. And people often saying it's like the Secret Service guys that are trained to handle real currency. Handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pick up a counterfeit, you're like, this is wrong. This is not truth. This
right.
is bogus.
Yes.
That's where the application comes in when we say, hey, okay, let's take a break for a second of the conversation about legislation and the ballot and all these things to bring it back to, well, the way to get all of these things done well is Jesus in the heart and Jesus mm-hmm. in the home. And if you are growing in Christ, then when you are having conversations about public policy and legislation and things, the same thing is going to happen. You're going to have that innate sense that this isn't right. This doesn't line up with my biblical worldview.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're coming back to, because let's face it, you know, legislative session here happens once a year. Elections happen every couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about the fact that as believers, we are called to live out our faith in every sphere of life. Okay, so while some people want to ignore the legislative election political side and say, oh, I'm living out my faith through my community, I'm serving in my church or that way, then other people want to shout and say, you have to live out your faith in every sphere, which means the public square, right? And they want to focus one yeah. side of just every election you show up. But again, an election is every couple of years. You're supposed to be living out your faith in between, right? So this is all about living out our faith. What does it look like to love my neighbor? What does it look like to make decisions that come from that biblical worldview? We're finding today that especially our teens, as they're leaving high school, going into college, they've never really been taught why we believe what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a biblical worldview, which is why their worldview is now so easily molded by culture.
Yeah.
And so this tool, this resource is meant to help families be able to come back to that. Use it to help teach your teen what a biblical worldview is. Use it for yourself to be able to know God's word and rightly divide the word of truth.
Right? Yep.
Come back to, well, I know the Bible says, you know, that life is important. Where does it say that? Where do we get that? That's what this tool is going to help you with.
Okay, it's called Faith Beyond Sunday, and it's provided by the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Pittsburgh. Where will people connect with this resource?
So if you want to know when it's released, make sure you're on our newsletter, and you can get on our newsletter at our website, nmfam.org. Then you'll know when it's released. It will be available on our website, the digital copy, but then it will also be available in print. And that's something that you can connect with us. Pastors, if you want it for your church, we can definitely be able to send you some. We can send you the digital resource as well to be able to share. But either way, you're going to want to be connected with us at nmfam.org.
All right. That's a good place to go to a break. Now, we talked about a lot of great, all those resources available from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And we talked about, although it's okay to talk about elections and legislation and political things, to keep the main thing the main thing. We're going to come back and talk about a voter guide.
Yes.
It is still important, and we're going to let you know more about it when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, don't forget, coming up after ABQ Connect, Jay Sekulow, and then at 3 o'clock live from the Beltway in Washington, D.C., it's Janet Parshall in the Market, looking at these various issues and topics and legislation and other things on her show through a biblical worldview lens. Really, she does a fantastic job of that. She's been doing it a little while. So tune in to check that out at 3 o'clock. And don't forget, right after this show at 2 o'clock, Jay Sekulow, who that show actually is live at about 10 o'clock every weekday morning, but we record it and play it back, but still some relevant topics to be covered, so make sure you're tuned in. Jody Hendricks is in studio with us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org, and we talked about some resources available through the ministry and the organization. Go to nmfam.org, one of the resources, actually, we briefly mentioned was the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, and by doing so, you'll be notified with some other resources come out, like Faith Beyond Sunday, another resource we mentioned. And you know, one of the other things we don't often talk about, but I want to make sure to drive you there, because you'll find the devotionals that Jody prepares each week on the Facebook page. You know, as well as getting it in the newsletter. But if someone who prefers to, you know, digitally kind of keep in touch with the organization through their Facebook page, you find them. Just do a search for New Mexico Family Action Movement on Facebook and follow them. It's another great resource to keep updated on everything happening. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to go into some details. Well, follow up on the Family Fun Festival that happened recently. Just outside the windows of the studios of KLYT, as a matter of fact, and another one coming to Farmington very soon. Now, before we talk about that, though, Jody, we mentioned the voter guide that New Mexico Family Action Movement is putting together, and if people want to find that, again, I'm going to assume that if they've got the newsletter, they're going to know when it's available.
Absolutely. That's going to be the best way to know when released. Our plan is to release it. It will be released at the end of September. So it's going to be prior to the start of early voting. So you'll have plenty of time to be able to look through it, find your district, find what's on your ballot, and be prepared. So definitely be a part of our newsletters so that you know when it's released.
Yeah, and this first Tuesday in November, New Mexicans will be choosing, three representatives from New Mexico to go to Washington. I mean, they're all important elections. We bring this up in the past, too, when we talk about it. Some people think, oh, school board, I'm not going to go down to the vote. Those smaller elections actually have more direct impact into what happens day to day in our community. However, this is an important election, and if you want to be a part of that, we encourage you to get registered to vote, and first Tuesday in November, engage and be a part of that. But the voter guide, what will people find in the voter guide?
So what we do is we take every contested race on the ballots across the state, and we do a side-by-side comparison of the candidates. So in this coming election, you know, we've got some judges. We're partnering with the Library Guild to use their judge retention information. Mm-hmm. So that will be available so you can find it easily. But specifically, the House of Representatives, many, many contested races.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see side by side comparisons. What we have done, you'll also see, of course, the governor's race. You'll see the congressional races, Senate, everything. But what we do on that voter guide is, as we're comparing the candidates, we have several scores that we give them, and we provide a family score. So we have done the deep dive for you. We have considered life, we've considered education, we've considered parental rights, and we've considered religious liberty. And we have then given them a score as far as a percentage of alignment with New Mexico FAM values. So you'll have that comparison. You'll also have an economics comparison, and then you'll have an iVoter guide designation as to what they have been labeled as far as on the scale of progressive to conservative or anywhere in between. So you can see a full view of each candidate.
Okay, long story short, you're going to be well equipped to head to the to vote and know that you know the direction you're going on your ballot lines up most closely with your worldview. And if that's a biblical worldview, you'll be well equipped to know more before you head to vote on the first Tuesday in November. A little more time. We got about 3 minutes, and we wanted to rehash what happened recently at the Family Fun Festival and what's coming up in Farmington. That one, I have to say it. It's going to be this fall, Family Fun Festival in Farmington.
Yes. Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah. But let's back up to what happened here in Albuquerque at the Greenbelt at Calvary Church Albuquerque, headed up by the New Mexico Family Action Movement.
It was fantastic. It was a fun, fun day filled with lots of great families. We served over 1,000 people. We gave out 600 backpacks, 500 meals. We had 35 different organizations come and join us and just pour into families. It was so fun. We had families leaving with so many smiles. I think they were blown away by the love that they saw.
It's a great resource. And we got about 2 minutes, and I want to make sure to go here. You and I are off the air. We're talking about this. You had 40 volunteers for this event. Many hands make light work.
Yes.
And you are in need of volunteers for Farmington. And of course, some of them will be recruited from that area. Mm-hmm. However, if you are listening and you'd like to do the day trip with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, you go up there, help with the Family Fun Festival in Farmington this fall. And then you follow everyone else home right afterwards. So and you can reach out through the website at nmfam.org. As far as details about the Farmington event in October.
Yes, the end of October, hopefully Halloween Day is what we're working on.
Okay.
So we're going to be giving out shoes instead of backpacks. So
nice.
It's going to be very exciting.
No, it is. It is. Well, Jody, as always, we appreciate your time and encourage the listener to sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the Devo. You'll get the information about the voter guide when the Fall Family Fun Festival in Farmington happens. You'll be aware of that as well. So thanks so much. And we always appreciate you coming in, all the work you do. And it is a privilege, really, to co-labor lift up this community because we love them. Lift them up to the Lord that they would be impacted by the work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, about 30 seconds. I want to let you know that I mentioned it at the top of our discussion with Jody. We're operating at low power as actually one of our neighbors on San Diego Crest is doing some repairs, which requires us to lower the power to keep things safe for the people doing the work, or even sometimes turn it off for a short time. But you can always stream from klyt.fm. Remember, even when we're off the air on the FM dial. So thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.